John Kamira Parker in performance here on this Thursday. Welcome to The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. You just heard Schubert's Fantasy, The Wanderer, and the Allegro there. And John, one of this country's most accomplished pianists. He'll perform with the TSO tomorrow night and Saturday, the American Program, An American in Paris. Full details at TSO.ca. And Jackie, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
There's so many of you,
no,
Parkers.
There are a lot of us, yeah. I mean, it's because I'm John and also known as Jackie.
Yeah.
My brother Jamie, of course, is not just a pianist. He's a fantastic, spectacular pianist and head of the keyboard department at the University of Toronto.
Yeah.
And a founding member of the Griffin Trio for I don't even know how many decades. And our sister Liz Parker, who works in the best radio station in Canada. And then our cousin Ian Parker, who is a very fine pianist and recently has become a very fine conductor. And I played with the Vancouver Academy Symphony about a year ago, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, with my cousin, my little cousin, Ian, conducting on the podium of the Orpheum. And he did a heck of a job. He was great.
Does it feel like a typical family, or what does Thanksgiving look like?
Yeah,
for this
well,
group?
Yeah. To us, it seemed completely normal to grow up in a house that for many years had four pianos in the house.
Right.
Like, that was totally normal. And it was actually possible that all four could be going at once, which is even better. But there was music in our family all the time.
Okay.
Right from when we were growing up, and our parents always had the radio on. They were always listening to classical music. I still remember when I was maybe about 12 or so, I knew enough to know it was a piano concerto on the radio, and my dad, who never learned to read or write music and had no musical training at all. He was around music, but he didn't know music in from training, and he listens to it and says, "Oh, well, that's the Brahms first piano concerto. Maybe one day you'll play it." And then about 2 minutes later, he says, "And that's the Emil Gilels performance." And like, how he would know something that obscure was kind of beyond me at the time, but I realize now, when I perform, I perform a lot for people like my father who have a real love of classical music and listen to it and appreciate it.
Sure. I would imagine that's the bulk of the audience.
Yeah.
When we really think about it.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody
right, of
has
course.
The time, and of course.
Exactly. But, you know, all kinds of listeners, too. I mean, my goal as a performer has always been to communicate with as many people as possible.
Sure.
I love getting up in standing up in a gym in front of like 400 school kids and doing a show for them, as much as I love playing in Roy Thomson Hall.
Let's talk a little bit. Misha Berger-Gossman was in here not too long ago. Her last gig before her most recent, which you just did, was at Carnegie Hall. And we look at who's going to be there in the new year: Bryn Terfel, Anne Sophie Mutter, Maxime Vengerov, Yuja Wang. You've performed there. You know what that pedigree is. What was that experience for you? It's always fascinating to me.
Well, it was fascinating to me because the first time that I played in Carnegie Hall was the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto, which is a piece that I know so intimately well that I had recorded it with Andre Previn. I felt like I really can't go wrong at this point. I've played this piece enough times, and then I find myself standing backstage in the wings of Carnegie Hall for the first time, and the door opens, and I walked out on stage. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. I mean, I walked out, and I could feel my heart pounding. You know, like I thought, oh, everybody can probably hear this, you know. And I took a bow and I sat down, and it was just like, and the Prokofiev Third Concerto, you know, there's only about 20 seconds of intro before the piano comes in. And I was like doing deep breathing. It's like, you know, like, calm down, chill a little bit. But, you know, Carnegie Hall is this very special place. I mean, and the history includes, you know, some, you know, famous people of all walks of life. I mean, it's just, it is an extraordinary place because of the history. And you can't escape that.
There's so much more I would have liked to have got to. Of course, in a perfect world, we'd have all the time in the world. But I'll mention John Kamira Parker in performance tomorrow night and Saturday night with the TSO, tso.ca for info and tickets to An American in Paris. And John, just a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Oh, thank
afternoon.
You so
thank
much,
Thank you
Mark.
For coming in. Really fun. And we'll hear from John again tonight at 6:30 when you make a choice on the beautiful moment. You're going to offer your choice for a breathtaking piece of music.
I'm looking forward to that.
Get to that. You're with The Oasis on the new Classical FM.